Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Another trainer that's joined us in our van is Frank Hayes. Frank is a trainer, but also does a second role. Morning to you, Frank.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I just wanted to grab you because you're a trainer of a small team, but you travel this area a great deal in another sort of role for you.
Yeah, that's true, Andrew. I have 3 to 4 horses in work and do a bit of casual truck driving for a stock, carting stock and that around the area. Okay. A big area, 300K radius.
So you're travelling a lot of ground. Have you ever seen it like it is now?
Seen it like it is now. In small areas,
yeah,
and for a shorter time. We're heading into our third year. Out west, Ningen and further on, they're getting into 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not good.
You showed me some photos of back roads or main roads between areas, and it's just simply dirt.
Exactly, yeah. The main road between Cumbie Chance and Walgett, that photo was taken approximately 3 to 4 months ago. And the sheep were in pretty ordinary condition. They had to be helped up on and off the truck.
Yeah.
But they made it, and there's just no grass there.
Frank, yep. Relate some stories, because this is the sad part of it for mine, is just how dry it is, but the impact that it's having on country people that have been on farms for years, that they're just fighting times where they can no longer keep cattle, sheep, or whatever they have.
Yes, Andrew. My boss and I, we've emptied in the vicinity of 8 properties of all their stock. They've got no stock left, and they just can't keep going. They can't keep buying the feed. The hay has, and like it's been reported, it's trebled in price, and that's no joke. That is right.
Yeah.
And they just can't, and you can't source it in this area.
Yeah. So they've been forced because of the drought conditions, but then the impact of prices.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know their situations.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not good.
You must be you must have mixed views when you turn up that you're taking that cattle to the sale yards or whatever, the sheep to the sale yards, that you can probably see in their face just how tough the times are.
You can, and the emotion and you can hear in their voices, you know, that things are not good.
Yeah.
The poor buggers, you know, they're really struggling bad. And and water's becoming a big problem in lots of these areas. I have a brother that's got a chaff mill at Yugara,
yeah,
in the Forbes area, which is renowned for quality hay.
Yeah.
And he's going as far as Shepparton in Victoria, South Australia, sourcing hay for his chaff mill.
Yeah.
It's just going on and on and on too long.
I've got to ask the question, Frank, that I don't know whether you can answer, but because everyone's after hay, therefore the price does go up. But have the prices become silly?
If you're a hay producer, no.
No. Someone's going to win out of it. But
yeah.
I guess it's saying that if, you know, everyone's after hay.
Yeah, they are. Everybody's after hay. Hay's always been a good backstop. When I was in the farming game with my brother, and we grew loosened hay, we were getting $5 a bale for it.
Yeah.
Now they're talking $25 for that same bale of hay.
Yeah. It's
It's getting beyond. People just can't afford it.
And the other thing is, Frank, at some stage we've got to run out of it, haven't we? Do we run out of hay?
There's lots. No, Australia won't.
Yeah.
Australia won't.
Because you can source it from different areas.
Because you can source it from Queensland. South Australia is a big hay growing area.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. What we do need is rain.
Exactly.
You got a feel about it?
And no.
No.
No, it's not feeling good at all. But we need rain, and 2 inches today is not going to solve the problem.
No.
We need 6 months
of constant.
Steady rain. On and off, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I just wanted to grab you, Frank, because you're not only a trainer, but just give our listeners some view of when you go out and you're taking the product off a farm because they can't afford to maintain those sheep, cattle, or whatever.
That's true. It's a
terrible side of what we're going through with drought. Thanks for your time, Frank.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you.